The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, painter and author Ann Nielsen recounts thought-provoking and inspiring stories of angel encounters, revealing the promise of God's love for us.
Everybody says, "Do you see angels?" And I'm like, I've never seen an angel. But I do believe that when I'm in that time of worship and prayer with the Father, that He gives me this vision, and out of me flows the Holy Spirit onto a blank canvas.
Well, welcome to Life Today. You gotta love this title. Entertaining angels. These are angels that are magnificent. Anne, you were here with Sheila Walsh a couple of years ago, and you just loved her, and she just loved you.
Yes.
And we want all God's family to love and appreciate each other. Mm-hmm. We want to look like the family of the perfect Father. Well, the perfect Father has entertaining angels that are really inspirational angels. And somehow Anne has a gift to paint what she sees. Mm-hmm. Tell me, how and when did angels become an important part of your life?
Well, I'm going to take you way back when I was a little girl. I knew that I wanted to paint. I wanted to be an artist. In fact, in the third grade, I wrote a paper. You know, it was, what do you want to be when you grow up? And highlighted was, I want to be an artist. I also wanted to be a mom and a wife. But fast forward, I was not the greatest student. I made a D minus in 10th grade art.
Oh, boy,
God has a sense of humor. And it took me quite a while to get out of college. But 20 years ago, and before I ever painted angels, I had a pottery line. And so I really felt like I could create and really sell my work through this pottery line, which I did.
What were you making in pottery? Any particular things?
Yes, I would. I would carve. My last name was Herring, my maiden name, and so I would carve out the tail and the mouth of a fish, and I would do these fish platters and plates and bowls. And my business was Herring Designs. So, and I did that up until when I met my husband and had our first child, and then started. And we have four children, and I put kind of that artistic dream on hold for while I was raising my children. And I'll never forget coming home one day, and a friend of mine was, they were having an art show, and I went to this art show, and I just knew that I needed to create, that God had created me to be this artist. And I was sobbing to my husband. He said, "There'll be a time for that. Now is the time to raise your children." So fast forward 22 years ago, or 20 years ago, we had built a house, and I built a little studio. And while they were at school, I got in there painting to praise music. And before I was painting angels, I was painting figures and still lives and landscapes. But I wanted something that reflected my faith. Not that I'm an angel, but out came this little angel. And I sent a picture to my sister, and I said, "What do you think?" And she said, "I think you found your voice." And I was like, okay.
Was it a very big picture of
an
angel?
It was tiny. It was even smaller than the book. It was tiny. And this is how God works. So I started painting these very small angels 20 years ago. And still painting still lives, pairs, and children, and figures, and landscapes. But the angels, people just started gravitating to. And everybody says, "Do you see angels?" And I'm like, I've never seen an angel. But I do believe that when I'm in that time of worship and prayer with the Father, that He gives me this vision, and out of me flows the Holy Spirit onto a blank canvas, and I paint with oils. Gets very messy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But sculpting these angels out of the oil paints, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to make, you know, out of my mess comes this beautiful message. And I do think that over these 20 years, they've really resonated with people's hearts and spirits and souls. So it's been my life song.
Was it a particular size canvas you would work, off of, or were they all varied and did the, what you
they
saw
started small.
Determine? Okay.
They started small. And back to God's sense of humor. So, and I would go through these times of like, am I really supposed to be doing this? Or should I be, you know, president of the PTA? Or should I, you know, be on this committee? Or, but I really felt this calling in my studio to paint and create. And early on, I was also volunteering at a Harvest Center. It's our local ministry for homeless people. And I was in the kitchen preparing the physical food for 300 neighbors, we called them. And out in the gym, they were having a revival, a preacher and some worship music. And there were 300 people worshiping the Lord. They didn't have anything. They were, you know, on Skid Row, sleeping on bridges. And, you know, I was a hot mess. And I got into my brand new Suburban that day, going home to my brand new home. And I was just crying, how am I going to do this? I mean, my passion was to paint. My heart wanted to serve. I wanted to be a good wife and a fun mom. And how am I going to do all of that? And how am I going to do it well? And I felt the whisper of the Lord just say, paint and give back. And I got home that day, and on my little answer machine, you know, the kind that you had to rewind. We didn't have cell phones back then, really. And this lady had been selling the tiny little angels at her gift store. And she called me to say, some lady came in from out of town.
Now, were the angel paintings?
They were the angel paintings. Okay. I had given her, like, three little angel paintings.
And but she had, like, more than one of each?
She
or
had,
just
yeah,
three?
No, there were multiple.
Okay,
she had
several
three,
of each of the three, okay.
There were three different little angel paintings that I had given her on consignment to see, you know, were they going to sell. And she called me and left me a message on my answer machine saying, this lady came in from out of town and bought all three of your angels. And I thought, okay, Lord, let's do this. And so that was 20 years
Would
ago.
Did they make a comment about why they bought them?
So no, I have moved? No idea. I just think people are moved. And this is another thing. So this is over the course of, and early on, my husband said, how long are you going to paint angels? I'm like, until the Lord tells me to quit? And that was a long time ago. And I've painted thousands and thousands
of angels. I gotta know, though, did you ever see an angel?
I personally have never seen an angel. And
does that puzzle you? Because you've talked to people who've seen them, right?
I have. Well,
we've had people on our show, and I believe them.
But I do believe that the Lord really, truly gives me, like, I'll wake up and I'll see this visual.
The figure, yeah.
And I paint that visual. So I do think that...
Well, it's a vision.
A vision.
Yeah, it is a vision.
I do believe that. Mm-hmm. And there are people that have seen them, and I don't covet that gift.
In other words, they've seen something in the angelic realm that looked like something you painted?
Exactly.
Really? And they'd seen it before they saw your painting?
Well, yes.
Okay,
but
okay.
There's a story. I had a great friend. She's with Jesus now. But she was involved with a prayer group, and she always, one of the girls in the prayer group could see angels, physically mm-hmm. see angels. And my friend Jane desperately wanted to see angels, and she was driving to the prayer group saying, Lord, please give me that gift. Please give me that. I want to see my angel. And every time she got there, she did not see the angel. And the girl would always, you know, comment on the angels that she saw in the room. So one day Jane was driving to the prayer group, and she said, if I'm not going to be able to see my angel, I want my angel fully equipped. I want it to have the helmet of salvation, and I want it to hold the biggest sword. They're in prayer, and the girl that could see angels started bursting out laughing, saying, oh my gosh, Jane, your angel is carrying the biggest sword I've ever seen. And that just gave her such comfort and hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though we can't see him, we know. And I used to, you know, pray for a guardian angel around my children. Now I pray for a host of warring angels around my children, my marriage, my
family.
Yeah. So it's been this incredible journey, and the stories that, you know, people come and share their, you know, whether it's an angel, you know, that they've seen, or they've prayed and their child has been protected, or, you know, just these stories from painting these angels.
So is that in the book? I haven't had an opportunity to go through it yet, but is that what it's about, people telling you their stories?
Well, it's my stories, and then we have 15, I think there are 15 guests, 16 guest entries in there. Mm-hmm. And it's everything. It's from, you know, us being the hands and feet. We are not angels. And I always tell people, we don't glorify these angels. We glorify God. We worship God who created these angels for a purpose on earth, you know, to guard, to protect, to guide. And I truly believe, I mean, there's some great stories. And there's some stories of how we too are called to be the hands and feet. One great story is this was a hobby. I had no idea that this would grow into such an incredible business. My business manager partner is with me here today. And this was early on. It was probably, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years ago. And we're closing up shop and, you know, we're as tired as a Friday afternoon. And we get weary running a company. And surrendering our hands, Lord, is this what you've called us to do? We need a sign. We need to see that this is really what you have called us to do. Well, at 5 o'clock, this girl drives in the parking lot, opens the door with two hot apple pies, and she was a customer. And apparently there was a mix-up in an order, and she felt like she was very curt or abrupt in her email. Mm. She lived in Atlanta, Georgia. She was a nurse. She decided to take the day off, bake two apple pies, drive 4.5 hours to Charlotte, North Carolina to say, I am sorry. Please forgive me. And we were just like stunned in tears. And we're like, and we had, you know, just kind of prayed, what do we do? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? And here's this woman, we call her the apple pie lady, but she drove 4.5 hours and she was an angel in our lives. You know, and she said we were an angel in her lives as well. But we sat there, we cried, we prayed, and, you know, we're like, how far would you go to say I'm sorry? Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty powerful moment. So there's some encouraging stories throughout this book, and it really is a neat, special book. This book is more about actions. The devotional before, when I was here with Sheila, that was more about our words mm-hmm. and how words can build us up or tear us down, and it was 40 words, 40 angels, and 40 devotionals. So I really hope this would bless other, you know, people in today's world.
In the business that you've started, is it an online thing too, where they can go there and order?
It is online. We are in 1,200 stores across the country.
Are you selling things other than angel pictures? Are you doing other things, other artwork, or
yes,
what?
Yes, we are. So when my first book came out, Kathy Lee Gifford held it up, the first one. And that year she was like, we've got to meet this side of heaven, how, when, and where. This book is so anointed by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be late, first time ever, to start my show. And we ended up meeting, and then that following year, and I did this coffee table book. This is the 10 years ago coffee table book, right. Just so everybody could have the story and the image. It was still a hobby, but that year we did Kathy Lee's Christmas card. And of course, she holds it up on the Today Show, and everybody starts calling us, do you do cards? We're like, we do now. And so that started the business.
Is it a card business primarily?
No, we have everything from note cards to journals to...
Okay, where do they go to see all that, everything?
Where they can go to annielsenhome.com is where they can
say
go online.
Annielsenhome.com. Okay, your name.
We have an e-commerce website, but we also sell it in stores. We're in several stores in Dallas. Scripture cards. We've got scripture cards for, you know, whether comfort.
Is this your partner? When you're talking about we, is it you and the other person that kind of started with you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She's my angel. She left me for four years, and she's back, and she's my living angel.
This book is online. You can get it. And this is a... It's not just what you call inexpensive. You're going to pay something for the book. I tell you what we're going to do though. We're asking everybody out here to help us feed kids, and we ask for $30, $50, or $100 that'll feed for several months, 3, 5, or 10 children. If you want this book, then you help us with the kids. It has to be at least help us with 5 kids. But we want you to have it because Ann really has not only entertained angels, but she's been entertained by them, by what people said and saw, and what she sees angelic actions in people. I mean, just like her talking about her partner, she's my angel. this is my angel. I've been with this angel soon 60 years next year. I mean, is she not a beautiful angel?
Yes.
You say, she's a happy angel live with you. We know that. She's angelic. Okay, we believe it. All right. Sheila has one in here, a story. What's
she
her story?
She does. Oh, gosh, it's a powerful story about her life. And I think she was in her 30s and kind of at that breaking point. And
saw an angel.
She was, yeah, she, someone gave her a little lamb. And she knew that the shepherd saw her.
Wow.
And, yeah, I got goosebumps.
Well, and that was, see, what you got to understand is angel presence and angel power and angel manifestation, the message that the angelic being brings, can be manifested through us. Mm. And you know in Sheila, well, she's been through plenty of challenges, too.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. You've seen angelic presence on her and in her and with her guests many times, as you well know. I want to let you know this. This book is a blessing to so many. And when she talks about the angels and she shows you the pictures and so forth, she shares things out of her heart that she really believes God put in her heart. Mm. So she feels like she's sharing the love not only of angelic beings in presence, but the love of God that is spread abroad in our hearts, but also through angelic impressions. And I really feel impressed to pray for angelic beings and hosts to protect us in unbelievably dangerous and unstable times. Lord, I'm asking you to just put a host of angels around all of your leaders, all of your ambassadors for the gospel, and the true shepherds that know who the shepherd is, who are not wanting to scatter the flock, but shelter the flock. I want you to surround them with angelic beings to protect them. Betty and me and our family, our grandchildren, the people who are watching. And Lord, take care of Ann and her partner in business and her family, her four children. Lord, just bless the people who watch. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, I'm just going to really sort of cut to the chase thanking you, but I want to say this to you. You have a chance right now to manifest angelic blessings on people by giving them life with food. I'm asking you to do it. I want you to listen to our mission director, who's been a co-laborer at my side for years with pastors and leaders. He's got his daughter with him that's been to Liberty. And I helped Jerry buy that mountain and build those buildings. And he wanted champions there, and his daughter's a champion. But she went to the mission field with him. But they're with a mother. Now listen to me. You can save the lives of the children that are being lost that you hear the grandmother, the mothers, and the parents talk about, like you hear this one with our mission director, John Yates. Watch prayerfully.
Meet John Yates, Life's Missions Director, and his daughter, Ashton. Upon their arrival at this Angolan village, they received a heartwarming greeting from all the elders and their children. But underneath the excitement of meeting our mission team is a sad reality. The worst drought in 40 years has hit Angola, wiping out crops and creating a cycle of death.
I'm in this village today with Luciana, this grandmother. And she's lost three of her grandchildren in the last year, within weeks of each other. And she has one left. She is afraid for his life.
Unfortunately, no matter which village our mission team visited, the stories John and Ashton heard are all too familiar. Story after story of mothers not having enough food to keep their children alive. The only thing left for a mother to do when her child's life is slipping away is to walk for miles to a malnutrition clinic. There, she hopes to find some way of stopping her child's body from completely shutting down.
That through us, they would see you.
John and Ashton's immediate thoughts are to pray for each family. In spite of these mothers doing all they can for their children, far too often, they must watch their frail bodies continue to worsen.
So today I'm in Benguela, and I've had the privilege to bring my daughter on this trip. My daughter Ashton, she's my baby, my youngest. And I promise you, if it was my little girl sitting there, there is no end to what I would do to make sure she was well. And this mother is no different. She would give her own life for her baby to live well. And so I'm asking you in Jesus' name, please help us help them. Don't delay. And know that with every gift you make, you are helping to save a life.
Dear God, please let everybody watch and hear that. They can save a life. I tell you many times, you can be somebody's miracle. Betty, I just love those mothers and those grandmothers. And I just love their babies. And we have saved 18 million little babies that would have died and little children. Think about that. 18 million miracles. But you see right there, you saw the loss that's been mourned and shared, and then you see the need. And there, we're looking at the perfect cure. We really are.
You know, James, I think over and over again, as I look at you, wish I could see you, but I'm looking right into this camera, hoping you can see my heart and know that as much as what James shared, we've been able to do a lot. So many lives have been changed. So precious lives have been changed. And it doesn't lessen the fact that there's still some out there, though, that their mothers are crying out in their hearts saying, what about my baby? Somebody help my baby. I love my baby. There's no one that can replace my baby. Please, someone care. And so many times you have cared. We're asking you to care again, and we'll continue to because there's so much to still be done. So please join with us again.
Thank you, honey, for your love. Thank you for the way you loved our children, our grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren. We've had two of our little grandchildren. We have, for the Christmas season, we had 16 little great-grandchildren's stockings on the mantle, and two of them were stillborn. I can't tell you how much it hurt our granddaughters to not see that baby. And look at these grandmothers and mothers with their babies here at the hospital. Said, I've had my baby. My baby's maybe months or years old, but this is my baby.
Yeah.
God, you are the miracle, I promise you. This is the perfect miracle. And not only do you save their lives, we show them Jesus. You reveal Jesus in the love. You put his hands and arms around them. And he says, when you do that to the least of these, you're holding me. You're holding me. You're giving me water, food. And he says, you are truly God's sheep, my sheep. Would you right now make the biggest gift you can? $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. $1,000 will feed 100, and I'm just right now praying, God, give us people that'll say, I'll feed 500. God, they can do it. Whatever you can do, don't you dare think 30 is too small. That's 3 beautiful little children or grandchildren. Would you go get your bank card, use it like a check, please? Call the number, go online, make the gift God's putting on your heart right now. Let God lead you. We have gifts to send you to say we love you and thank you. We always try to send you something that blesses you and gives you an opportunity to remember the blessings of God in your life, but also through your life. Thank you. Please. Go get that card. If you write a check, make it to life. But call us. Tell us what you're putting in the mail. Thank you for giving life.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering and facing severe malnutrition. Lack of rainfall and severe drought has led to one of the deadliest food crises in 40 years. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Planner. Bound in soft-touch leather, this planner will help you in your daily walk with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a scripture pen set, perfect companions to the Life Planner. These beautiful wooden pens are inscribed with scripture references to keep your heart focused on God's plans for you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Now, you remember I told you we want to send you Ann Nielsen's book, Entertaining Angels. I got to be honest with you. You just became an angel to somebody. By the way, if you tried to call and couldn't get through for prayer or to give, don't you let anything stop you from giving life. And you know we want to pray with you about any challenge. We'll send you the beautiful book, Entertaining Angels. You just help us feed 5 children or more and say, you know what? I know you're sending me some gifts, the journal and the pens, and I know I can get that beautiful bronze, but I'd like to have the book too. Well, thank you, Ann, for being a part of our ministry. Thank you for supporting what we do. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for showing us angels.
What a blessing. What a blessing. I will continue to pray for y'all and the ministry.
Thank you for that.
God's got big plans.
Thank all of you for watching. We really do appreciate you. You're real friends. God bless you. I just want to remind all of you that we do approach the end of the year and the new year, but we have a wonderful time to make year-end gifts, which are not only a blessing to all the people that the gift literally gives life to, but also gives you a break. It's very meaningful. So keep that in mind and just know that we're going to share the life and love of God because of your help.
But man, God knows how to use the worst things that happen.
Manny Arango has been brainwashed. Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.